On behalf of our parish family here at St. John's, on behalf of all of the priests here at St. John's, we would like to extend our love and prayers and sympathy to you, Ed, such a wonderful, devoted, sacrificing husband of Marijke, your best friend and your soulmate, the loss of your beautiful spouse. We also extend our love and prayers and sympathy to Marijke's mom and dad and brother who are here, as well as Ed's parents and Ed's sister Teresa and her family, and all of Marijke's family that have come here today to honor her with this mass of Christian burial, to celebrate her life, and to pray for the happy repose of her soul. Today we come together to bring comfort to the family, to mourn over this amazing wife and mother and daughter and sister that we all came to know and love very dearly. And today we will celebrate her life. Her life, even though it's only 40 years, we know that she lived every moment to the fullest with such a great passion for life and for everything she did. Her love of the Lord, her love of her husband, and her love of her children. She always felt that her greatest accomplishment in life was becoming a mother. To be able to give birth to Edison and to Kayatin, she felt was her greatest accomplishment. And that, you know, when years ago, that when Ed and Marijke were told that the chance of having children was only 5%, when they were struggling with infertility, they prayed, got down on their knees, and begged God for a miracle. And they were blessed with two miracles. One was named Edison, and one Kayatin. And that Marijke always wanted her sons to know how much they longed for children, how much they prayed for the gift and blessing of children, how much they were wanted and desired. And the Lord blessed them with these two great miracles. Now in today's Mass, there's a beautiful prayer that we'll be saying that reminds us what life is all about. And it tells us that in Christ who rose from the dead, our hope of resurrection dawned. See, we believe that death is not the end of our existence. It's the beginning of new life. And it's a birth into eternal life. And so we know that Marijke, who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered with Christ, will also share in the Lord's resurrection. It says, because Christ rose from the dead, our hope and Marijke's hope of her resurrection dawned that day. Yes, Jesus went through his terrible sufferings of the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion. But Good Friday was not the end of the story. It was Easter, the resurrection, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And the prayer says, since Christ rose from the dead, your hope, my hope, Marijke's hope, dawned that day of Easter, when Jesus Christ conquered both sin and death and rose triumphant from the grave. And so Marijke shares now in the resurrection, in the joy of the resurrection. The prayer goes on to say that the sadness of death gives way to the bright promise of immortality. And there is certainly sadness in death to lose such a wonderful daughter and sister and wife and mother and dear friend. There is sadness. We cannot deny that. And yet, Christian grief is filled with the promise of the resurrection. Christian grief is filled with hope, and it's filled with joy to know that our loved one is with the Lord and sharing in the resurrection of Christ. So the sadness of death gives way to the promise of immortality. Every one of us is immortal. Yes, our body dies. The temple, which is our body, goes back to the dust from which it came. But our soul is immortal. It lives forever. Our soul is our spiritual nature. It includes our mind and our memory and our will and our intellect and our emotions and everything that makes us who we are. And that is immortal. Yes, we have a temporary separation from Marijke, but one day we look forward to seeing her again in the heavenly kingdom. So we can say our loved ones do not go away, they go ahead. They go ahead of us to be with the Lord. So we are filled with hope in the promise of immortality. So we should really say that a person never dies, only the body dies. The person lives forever. The soul, everything they are, lives forever. And after the second coming of Christ, at the general resurrection, we all will receive a glorified, resurrected body. And Marijke can look forward to that one day in the future at the general resurrection, having a perfect body, not only her soul being filled with light and beauty, but also the resurrection body as well. And then the prayer says, Lord, for your faithful people, life is changed, not ended. So death is not the end. It's the beginning of new life with Almighty God. And right now there's a temporary separation between Ed and Marijke, but one day in the kingdom of God they'll be together for all eternity. And Marijke will one day be together with Edison and with Kyatin for all eternity. Right now on earth there will be a temporary separation, but it's only temporary. Eternity is forever. And that's what we focus on at a time like this. The prayer says, when the body of our earthly dwelling lies in death, we gain an everlasting dwelling place in your kingdom. So life is very short. Whether a person's given 20 years, 40 years, 60, 80, or 100 years, that's still just a split second compared to eternity. And it's not how long we live, it's how we live the years that we're given. It's how we live the time that we're given. And Marijke cherished every moment of those 40 years. When we look at her life, we see someone who was so talented, so bright, so intelligent, a fun person, a person who had a passion for life, who never did anything halfway. She was passionate about her family, about her friends, about any project that she was involved in, whether it be working with animals or working with the Gaming and Fishing Commission or being on television as a news anchor or being a journalist. Her passion for life and for the Lord and for the outdoors and for animals and for her friends, whatever it was, she was passionate about it. And what a great example that is for each one of us. When she converted to the Catholic faith in 2006, she received all the sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion and confirmation, and she took the name of Francis as her patron saint because her a love of nature and her love of animals. Her conversion was such a great blessing in her life. And then, of course, meeting Ed, they were introduced by the deacon of their Catholic faith, of their Catholic church. Marijke was at RCIA. The deacon said to Ed, you have to meet this young lady. And they started dating shortly thereafter. And the beautiful wedding that they had, you probably saw pictures last night at the funeral home. Again, the love between this couple is amazing. And, you know, you think of those words in the vows, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, for sickness and in health. And how beautifully Ed took care of Marijke during the times of illness and sickness, both in the good times and in the bad times. Dedication, commitment, and faithfulness. What a great example that this couple showed each other. And in this past year of Marijke's really terrible sufferings, what grace she showed us, what great dignity and elegance and poise in carrying her cross. Yes, there were many struggles, emotional struggles, spiritual struggles, physical struggles, and yet she always portrayed grace and elegance in carrying her cross. She looked upon her illness as gold being refined by the refiner's fire, as the Bible says, gold being tested in the fire. And during this time, she was a real fighter. And as this past year progressed, she grew more and more spiritual in her understanding of the nature of suffering, and that she united her sufferings to Christ, and she offered her sufferings to the Lord for the good of others. And, you know, we were praying for a miracle, of course, a miraculous cure that the Lord would give her, because she knew that she already had her two miracles. Obviously, three miracles, because she got to meet Ed. That was a great blessing in her life. And then, of course, Edison and Kyaton, I think those were her three miracles. But we were praying, of course, for that the Lord would, you know, restore her to health. And that was our great prayer. That miracle did not come, and yet thousands of other small miracles did, because thousands of people prayed for Marijke throughout the United States and throughout the world when they heard about this young mom with a one-year-old and three-year-old who was fighting for her life to spend more time with her family and with her children. So thousands of people were brought closer to God through Marijke. So, and many ripple effects of many people were brought to the Lord and brought to the faith and brought closer to the Lord during this time of suffering with Marijke and with her family. And towards the end, she really realized that, you know, her sufferings were so closely united to Christ. When she had to be pierced through the side for biopsies, she thought of the Lord when he was pierced at his side on the cross. When she had terrible headaches and pain in her skull because of the spread of the cancer, she reflected on the crowning with thorns that the Lord went through as well. I had the privilege of giving her Holy Communion many times, hearing her confession a number of occasions, giving her the anointing of the sick. I don't know how many times she was anointed in the past year, because you're allowed to be anointed more than once. If your health continues to decline, you could be anointed with the sacred oil more than once. I believe because of all those anointings, she sort of were able to really slide right into the kingdom of heaven, having been anointed with the sacred oil so many times. But giving her the last rites and the apostolic pardon, seeing her at home in the hospital and different places, you know, she was such a great witness, an example of a fighter who did everything she could to stay with us as long as she physically and humanly was possible. She died wearing her brown scapular and, of course, receiving all the blessings of the church. So she certainly died a very holy and peaceful death. And as the Bible says, the death of the faithful ones is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. How pleasing in the sight of the Lord, the Bible says, is the death of his faithful ones. And so today we remember to pray for her, for the happy repose of her soul. Let's all lift up Ed in prayer, not only in the days and weeks, but in the months and years ahead. Pray for Kyaton, pray for Edison, and Marijke's whole family, her mom and dad and her brother, and all of us whose lives were affected by the loss of this amazing wife and mother, daughter, sister, and friend. And so we are filled with hope. Even in the midst of our grief and sadness, we're filled with hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in longing for his heavenly kingdom, and we can learn so much from this heroic and very amazing young lady. And so we pray today, eternal rest grant unto Marijke, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.